Welcome, Eagles fans. This is Focus EMU on 89.1 WEMU, where we take a look at some of the great things happening in around our campus community each and every week. We like to talk about people and departments and different organizations and the way that they're trying to make our campus community, but our community in general, better for the whole of Eastern and everything we touch here in our area. And great example of that with me today, Ellen, welcome. Ellen is from the ECA. She's the principal down the stairs from where we're sitting. You don't know where we're sitting right now, but we're in the fourth floor of King Hall on Eastern's campus, and we share space with the ECA, and we'll tell you what that is in a minute, but it's important to share why that's important. The King Hall is an important part of the story we're about to tell, and that's why we shared that with you. You may remember a couple of years ago a horrific incident of racist messages showing up all over campus, but really starting with one being spray-painted on the side of King Hall. And Ellen and the people she works with and the students she works with are a little different than the average student here on campus. So Ellen, welcome first. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm Ellen Fisher, and I'm the principal at the Early College Alliance program. And our program is a high school that's located on the campus of Eastern Michigan University. We have students in grades 9 through 13th grade. Okay. Our students can stay an additional year because not only are they finishing high school, but they are also completing up to 60 college credits at Eastern Michigan University.
And how long has the ECA been in on campus here, or in specifically in King Hall? Do you know?
This is our 11th year.
Great. And about how many students, just ballpark, do you have?
Around 450.
Great. And so this is an alternative high school program for anybody that lives in and around Washtenaw County that'd like to get an experience, a little dip a toe in the water of college. It's not full-on college experience, but college-level courses and instructors and things like that. And I know you have yourself, you're the principal, and you have a great group of individuals that are counseling and advising and teaching these high school age students. And I got a sidebar. I always feel old walking around campus anyways, but here in King Hall, I really feel like, okay, is this a college student or a high school student? Because if it's a college student, man, I feel really old, because some of them truly look like they're still 14, because they
some
are.
Some of them are.
And that's, again, it's important because, I mean, our building was tagged, and it was tagged with a very hateful message. And tell me a little bit about, you know, how did your students react to that? You know, was it? I'm sure it was not a great day.
It was really jarring for everybody in our community, campus wide. But our students, as you mentioned, are very young, and they actually do eventually matriculate into full time college classes while still in high school. But we do have a group of our first year students, and certainly in our ninth grade program, they're only in high school classes, but still attending school on campus with everybody else who comes here to go to school.
But King Hall's kind of like the headquarters for them. It seems like they hang out here. You have your office.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a safer space for them. May not be the safest space, but it is definitely a safe space normally for them to come ask for input, ask for help, hang out with their fellow students, study, do whatever that high school kids do, play Fortnite, I don't know. But, you know, it's been traditionally a place that they can get here, and once they get here, maybe a little breath of relief that, you know, that this is a less stressful place to be than elsewhere on campus.
Yep, this is our home base.
And that kind of changed that day, and I know that, you know, a lot of people reacted in various different ways of fear and negativity, but I think, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, you saw it as an opportunity, and your people saw it as an opportunity to prove that we can rise above this. So tell me a little bit about the initial reaction, and then we'll get into the event plan for later this week or next week.
Well, there were people were fairly surprised, because it's not that racism doesn't exist in traditional high school buildings, but this sort of touched on some, I guess, real world kind of fears when you're in a more open situation than in a traditional closed school building. And so there was some uncertainty about how we are going to deal with that. Of course, it was all over the news, and so parents were hearing the information about what was going on the nightly news. And so we really knew that we needed to respond and help our students figure out a way to kind of deconstruct that experience and hopefully make it into something, a learning moment.
Right.
We can't make it into a positive moment, but we can take it and learn from it and figure out in a really specific way how we want to respond when something like this happens.
Well, you didn't want to react to hate with more hate. Mm-hmm. You know, and teenagers are vulnerable to that immediate negative reaction, and I know my kids are, and heck, we are as human beings. And I love that what you saw was an opportunity to react to hate with unity and love and respect for one another regardless of background. So when did this unity in the community initial idea kind of spring forth?
It happened immediately afterwards. Our teachers who were teaching in our social studies classes, even before the unity in the community was planned, that took us about 2 weeks to make the event happen. But they had positive chalk messages right afterwards, the next day or two, right, where all their students stayed after school. They invited everybody to come and chalk messages. Just countering the message of hate, yeah, on our campus. And then we began to spread the word about having this event that would just be the initial indicator. We want to just broadcast that at the ECA, we are about diversity, inclusion, everybody having a voice and being welcome here. And sometimes that means standing up for each other and being very vocal about the fact that we are going to work toward a better world.
Yeah, you can't break this bond that we have, that we care about each other. Mm-hmm. What was the original Unity in the Community Day? What were the events like then? And kind of, we'll bridge that into what you're doing next Friday.
It was very similar to how we have rolled it out the last, this year and last year as well. But the idea was to, there's not a lot you can do when someone just comes and spray paints a message. You
right.
can't confront them. You can't educate them. You can't have that conversation. And so people were feeling very helpless. And a lot of the things that happened on campus were about finding ways to use it as an opportunity to talk about race and racism. But for us, we wanted to talk about upstanding, being the person who tries on purpose to open their eyes to acts of hatred that may be occurring around them, whether small or large. Mm-hmm. And so we have a unity pledge that Ms. Jackson created for our students to sign that says, I basically promise to be actively part of this solution. So we have this opportunity to teach students at this age and to help them understand that that doesn't mean just, you know, appreciating people or you know, from different cultures and races, but also to pay attention to the kinds of discrimination that they may face on the daily basis and the kinds of ways they may feel victimized at certain times, especially when a particular group of people were targeted right. by those messages, and to stand up to support them actively.
Right, and maybe even be emboldened to react to things that don't directly affect them, that they see this as affecting a classmate or a friend or an instructor, and that, you know, they have the power to do something positive about it.
Yeah.
Those are all great messages. What are we looking at for this upcoming Friday? That's September 28th, 3 to 4 p.m. What are the events for the day planned? Similar, you're going to bring people, experts in and chat with the kids?
Yeah, we've invited people from the larger Eastern Michigan University community, from different student organizations, wide variety of people have showed up in the past to talk to our students a little bit, and that's a way to also introduce the larger community to our students.
Oh, great.
Too, as up-and-coming potential leaders, and also people from the various EMU departments and the folks that we share space with here in King Hall.
And are you doing another Unity mural? I've always liked seeing those hanging up down there.
Yes, we have a Unity mural,
great.
So some paint will be involved, hand painting, and it's
we're crafting
really
on a Friday afternoon. All right.
Crafting and our bracelets, some right. giveaways.
Good.
And
if we're interested in learning more about that, how do we find out about the ECA specifically?
It's on our website, which is all of the words, earlycollegealliance.info.
Okay.
Spelled out. And we are in King Hall and 220 and 221.
And if you can't remember that, we will make sure to link it over when we put this up online at WEMU.org. Or, of course, you can always just Google ECA at EMU. I'm sure you'll find Ellen Fisher and her gang down there of wonderful misfits that are helping these high school kids make a different path to a great college experience. So thank you for being here, and thank you for doing what you're doing. And we're so happy to share a building with you and seeing that activity going on the second floor, because, to be honest, we were hurt here. here too, but I think we felt it in a very different way than a bunch of 14, 15-year-olds did. And those are your kids you got to deal with and worry about every day. I know how that feels. So thank you for doing that.
Yes. Thank you very much.
That was Ellen Fisher from the Early College Alliance at Eastern Michigan University. Unity in the Community Day coming up this Friday, September 28th, 3 to 4 p.m. As she mentioned, if you'd like more info, you can go to earlycollegealliance.info or find it all at wemu.org.